This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin said Friday Moscow and Washington did not share the same vision of creating mutually beneficial ties, and that President Vladimir Putin would decide what counter-sanctions to hit Washington with. The Kremlin was speaking a day after the United States imposed a broad array of sanctions on Russia, including curbs to its sovereign debt market. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call Putin had repeatedly said Russia was ready to cooperate with the United States as much as Washington wanted to cooperate with Moscow. He did not say when counter-sanctions would be announced. Speaking at the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he told President Putin the sanctions could have been worse. Norway said Friday it has signed a revised agreement with the United States for how to regulate U.S. military activity on Norwegian soil. The agreement between the two NATO allies will allow the U.S. to establish its own facilities at three airfields and one naval base in Norway, but will not amount to the outright establishment of separate U.S. bases, the government said. The deal, made by the minority government of Prime Minister Erna Solberg, must be ratified by Norway's parliament before coming into force. The Kremlin said Friday there were fewer ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have faced off against Ukrainian government forces since 2014. But the Kremlin spokesperson said there were not yet grounds to fully relax and signaled Russia, which has massed troops nearby, would continue to watch the situation closely. Ukraine blames a recent spike in violence in its eastern Donbas region on the Russian-backed separatists. From Washington, this is VOA.